And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Philippine government on Thursday defended a controversial ban on unvaccinated people using public transportation in the capital, Manila, where Omicron is fueling a record surge in cases. The rule announced by the Department of Transportation this week and expected to take effect Monday comes after President Rodrigo Duterte threatened to arrest people not vaccinated against COVID-19 who refuse to stay at home. Passengers will have to show proof of vaccination before boarding public buses, trains, boats, or planes in Metro Manila, where infections are soaring, causing widespread disruption for businesses and straining hospitals. Exceptions will be made for unvaccinated people who have official permission to travel to buy food, seek medical treatment, or get jabbed. Only around half the Philippine population are fully vaccinated, though the rate in the capital is much higher. But rights groups, including Amnesty International, slammed the policy as punishment on those who are unvaccinated. Poorer nations last month rejected more than 100 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines distributed by the global program COVAX, mainly due to the rapid expiration date, a UNICEF official said on Thursday. The figure shows the difficulties of vaccinating the world despite growing supplies of jabs, with COVAX getting closer to delivering 1 billion doses to a total of nearly 150 countries. The official says the main reason for rejection was the delivery of doses with a short shelf life, and poorer nations have also been forced to delay supplies because they have insufficient storage facilities, including a lack of fridges for vaccines. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. A Russia-led military bloc began pulling its troops out of Kazakhstan on Thursday after a week-long deployment during the worst bout of unrest in the Central Asian nation's post-Soviet history. Kazakh President Kasym-Jomart Tokayev asked for assistance from the Collective Security Treaty Organization last week after initially peaceful protests triggered by a sharp increase in car fuel prices turned violent in many big cities. CSTO troops were seen at a departure ceremony in Almaty on Thursday, where they stood with their respective flags. The Russian group was the most numerous. Kazakh authorities announced the completion of what they called, quote, an anti-terrorist operation in most of the country on Wednesday, though they've yet to declare its biggest city, Almaty, fully secure. Authorities have detained almost 10,000 people over the unrest, in which some protesters attacked security forces, captured and torched government buildings, and looted shops. The world's largest security body met in Vienna on Thursday, hoping to push Russia and the West towards dialogue to defuse a mounting crisis on Ukraine's border, where Russia's troops have massed, sparking fears of war. The United States and its European allies have accused Russia of deploying tanks, artillery, and about 100,000 soldiers on Ukraine's war-torn eastern border in recent weeks, in what NATO says is preparation for an invasion. But Moscow says this is in response to what it sees as the growing presence of NATO in its sphere of influence, where it fiercely opposes the expansion of the Atlantic Alliance. Moscow and Washington have already underlined their fundamental differences on European security during tense talks in Geneva and Brussels this week. And EU foreign policy chief Josep Borrell on Thursday said there should not be negotiations with the Russian authorities over the fate of Ukraine so long as Moscow is massing troops at the country's border. A surge in COVID-19 cases across the World Health Organization's Eastern Mediterranean region is probably due to the Omicron variant, a WHO official said on Thursday, warning some countries in the group still have very low vaccination rates. Reported cases in the region rose 89% in the first week of January from a week earlier, but deaths fell by 13%, according to the WHO regional director. He says six countries in the region, Afghanistan, Djibouti, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen, have vaccinated less than 10% of their populations, despite having enough vaccines to protect up to 40%. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.